This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in.
And you know, Bridget, I think everybody is so tired of staying at home and not feeling good about getting out and mingling and things like that. And our program today is going to have some great suggestions on little day trips you could make, even less than a day in some of the cases. Or maybe you could get creative and make it an overnight experience somewhere. But lots of things that are people that our listeners are going to want to see and experience right here in our own backyard.
Well, yeah. As the weather warms up, people are planning vacations, weekend getaways, and getting out into nature. And this is, I'm super excited about this topic because when our director of underwriting and development brought this topic to me, I thought, this is something that I try to do when I go places, when I travel. I try to find all the holy sites. Well, our guests today have done all that work for us, or some of that work for us. We're going to be talking with our guests, Our Lady of the Greenwood Parishioners, Alan Inkenbrandt and Mike Deere, who are going to tell us all about the Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail. So welcome to Faith in Action, guys.
Thank you.
Well, you're both from Our Lady of the Greenwood, but I want to hear a little bit more about you, maybe what you're involved in, maybe what you do for a living, maybe a little bit about your family. Alan, let's start with you.
Oh, thank you. I'm Alan Inkenbrandt. I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, okay.
And and I've been going to Our Lady of the Greenwood Parish for about 12 years now, I believe. My wife, Ruth, and I have been parishioners for a long time, and my son goes to school there. And, we try to be involved in things that are going on in the parish. We have a very active parish. And anytime you get involved in anything at Our Lady of the Greenwood, you're going to cross paths with Mike Deere. Because he and his wife are very active in all sorts of things. And he's involved in the Art and Environment Committee. And through him, I got interested in doing work with a gallery we had started putting on. He and Mike DuPont and his wife Jeannie were kind of the masterminds of this art gallery that they wanted to have at Our Lady of the Greenwood. And because I'm a graphic artist and I do religious art as well on the side, I was of course very interested in this.
So and, go ahead.
Oh, so it was just kind of a natural fit for me to, want to be involved in that. And I just think that, when I think of our faith, I think of visual arts as being just a major part of that.
That's so true. And our faith has such rich art. Mike, I want to ask you, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family, and then I want to get a little bit more into the Our Lady Gallery that you guys have had there, because we talked about that topic on Faith in Action a couple years ago when it first rolled out. But, Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Married for 27 years, a father of 6 children, ages 11 to 25, have been a lifelong member of Our Lady of Greenwood. My family moved there when I was in first grade.
Okay.
And I've been there ever since. Started playing the piano and organ at Masses in eighth grade. I still do that today, 2 Masses a weekend. Involved in several different activities at church. Currently, I'm the chair of the Art and Environment Committee. We're also in the middle of planning our summer festival, post-COVID, and I'm chair of that committee as well.
Well, that's really, I'm sure that's a task too. Tell us about this art environment committee that you're on. What's that? I've never heard of such a configuration.
It's what we call the committee that decorates the church.
Okay.
We do flowers and seasonal decorations, take care of the any, you know, sacred art in the church that's mm-hmm. used for worship.
Now, I want to jump to the art.
Does that include pictures in the hallway and the narthex and things like that or not?
Somewhat. We haven't done much of that since we built the church, but yes, it does include that.
So I want to talk about the art gallery that I think is maybe how this Hoosier pilgrimage trail kind of came about. So maybe talk about the art gallery and what that is, and then how that kind of led into the trail. Who wants to take that?
Well, Mike, why don't you talk about how the gallery was conceived?
Sure. The gallery was a one-night gala event that we hosted. We invited local artists that specialized in sacred art to come and present their work. We created a space similar to an art gallery in one of our halls at the church, and it was just a night of fun. People could see the artwork, could buy the artwork if they wanted to. We had wine and food, and it was just a night of fun and celebrating that sacred art is still alive and still something that's relevant today.
And then how did the Hoosier Trail come out of that? The Catholic, is it the Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail? Is that the title?
Yes. Well, the basic idea was like the whole motivating factor behind Our Lady's Gallery is to get art into people's homes, not just to, you know, see it at church and see it, you know, in a museum, but actually to appreciate the rich history of Catholic art and have something you can purchase and bring home and display in your house. Kind of a natural outgrowth of that was we started discussing, gosh, you know, there's a lot of neat things in the area to see if a person wanted to drive around and go on a pilgrimage. They don't really have to go to, you know, out of state or to Europe or some other place like that. What more we discussed it, more we realized there's a lot of stuff here in Indiana that is sacred art that is really remarkable. We had done slideshows basically as a presentation to show during the gallery, and in the 2019 gallery, I had put together a slideshow that kind of featured a lot of these sites that were local. And that kind of led into, I was like, well, we ought to really highlight that during the gallery itself. So I had put together a map and did some research and started finding all these amazing shrines and places in every diocese in Indiana that would be really interesting destinations, I think, for people. You know, I think some of them were pretty obvious. I mean, I think everybody knows about St. Meinrad and, you know, various cathedrals and such, too, but there was a lot more that I had never heard of and thought, well, we really need to get that out there and let people know that these places exist and so they can appreciate them.
Sure. Now, I know when people think of pilgrimages, you think maybe of the Holy Land or maybe of Rome or some of the other sites that you mentioned earlier, but there's a lot to see right around the corner, so to speak, right here in Indiana.
And I gotta ask you, how would we define a pilgrimage versus a trip? You know what I'm saying? A pilgrimage is a little different. It has more of a Catholic connotation, but how would you, in your own words, describe what a pilgrimage is?
Well, to me, a pilgrimage is the religious element is the primary motivating factor. I mean, you're going to, you know, it's enjoyable, certainly, and you will see some beautiful things, but it's really a way, I think, to get out of your ordinary space and visit some place that brings you closer to God. I mean, we meet God wherever we are, of course, but this is a way you can really, I think, be very conscious and very intentional about getting out and making an effort to join with other people. I think that's the key, too. It's not just a solitary exercise, but joining with other people for a religious purpose to pray together and to find ways to really reflect on the wonders that, you know, that God has done for us.
We're talking with Alan Inkenbrandt and Mike Deer, and we're talking about the Hoosier, I'm going to say this wrong, the
Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail.
Thanks, Jim.
Don't try and say it fast.
To be fair, I think we've changed the name a few times.
I think I changed it a few times myself as I was preparing for this too, but it's the Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail. I'm curious, how did you go about uncovering some of these places?
Well, a lot of it was just our discussion, the committee at Our Lady's Gallery, talking about different places that were interesting, and just getting on the internet and doing some Google searches and trying to hunt out some of these places. Some of them, were pretty easy to find information on, and others were a lot more difficult. For instance, like the St. Anne's Shrine and Parish in Lafayette. Beautiful. That is one I have been able to visit and take photos. And it's a group had created a shrine to Saint Anne. About almost 100 years ago, and it's just really right in the middle of this small parish church, and really beautiful. But it's something that I don't think anyone would have. Who is not local would know anything about, but it's definitely worth seeking out, I think.
Now, we're going to be talking in the second half of our program about some of these specific sites and what people can see at each one of them, but I'll bet there are people listening right now, and especially after we go through all of the various sites, it'll say, well, they didn't even mention this particular one, or the church I grew up in had this. And do you take
requests,
so to speak, to be included in the pilgrimage?
Absolutely. I created a Facebook group called the Hoosier Pilgrimage Trail, and it's a public group, and anyone's welcome to join. And I absolutely encourage people to share memories or stories or photos of places in our state that that they think are worthy of inclusion, because I am certain that my list is not complete.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those local sites that you can check out this summer. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Faith in Action is our oldest, longest-running program here on Catholic Radio Indy. We're looking for some local Catholic businesses or organizations to help us underwrite the cost of this program. It doesn't cost a lot, and your underwriting support will help see that local programs like Faith in Action stay on the airwaves here in Central Indiana. Most businesses have never thought about underwriting a program. They don't know how much it'll cost or what they might say in their underwriting announcements. Well, that's okay, because with just a phone call, we can tell you all about it. Call Val at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. The call is free and there's no obligation. We can really use your support. So please give Val a call right now while you're thinking about it. 317-870-8400 or email valerie@catholicradioindy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guests, Alan Inkenbrandt and Mike Deer, and we're talking about the Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail. And go ahead, Jim, you had a question.
Well, I just had a question. I'm looking at a map here that we'll be talking about and probably describing, and it's got a whole number. I can't even see the total number of different stopping points there are on the map, but Mike, is this something that people do as individuals, or is there a tour they sign up for, or a bus tour? How does it work?
Well, the map is certainly intended just to be an individual, just kind of an informational guide of where these places are, and if you're in this area, you might want to stop by and look at them. Nothing really to sign up for. However, pre-COVID, we were actually beginning to organize a 3 or 4 day trip to see some of these sites. We were going to make a loop in southeastern Indiana, and kind of our destination point was going to be St. Minor at Arch Abbey and the Monte Cassino Shrine that's there. And then we were going to visit various sites on the way to and from there and just kind of make a 3 or 4 day pilgrimage out of it.
Now COVID put a little crimp in that particular plan, right?
It did, yes.
Well, I'm curious, as I was looking at this list, and we'll get into some of these here in just a bit, but I wanted to ask you, I kind of started thinking, there's monasteries, and then there's shrines, and then there's basilicas, and they're all a little different. What is the difference? Do either of you know what the difference is to any of those?
Well, I believe that go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say the definition of a basilica is a place that people make pilgrimages to.
Oh,
so
okay.
To be considered to be a basilica, you have to it has to be a place that people come to and actually make pilgrimages to.
Okay, well, what's the closest one to Indianapolis? Somebody who's looking for just a quick day trip, maybe got some. Maybe friends coming from out of town are looking for something to do on a Saturday or Sunday. What's the closest one to Indianapolis?
That's on your pilgrimage trail here.
Yeah, I think, there's the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Shrine. It's at St. Alphonsus Liguori Parish. That's in Zionsville. And they have some beautiful wood sculptures there. That's actually a relatively new one, I believe. And there's also the Our Lady of Grace Monastery, which is also the Benedict Inn Retreat Center. That's in Beech Grove, and that is a beautiful campus as well.
So a monastery would be where there's a religious community, is that correct?
That's right, that's right. And that's on our list, and also, of course, St. Meinrad, which is the monastery in southern Indiana, which isn't all that far either.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at the map here and the kind of pictures of that you supplied us with, or that we downloaded, and the Oldenburg Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. What will people see if they go to that particular site?
That one is really beautiful. I'd like to point out, too, that I have not had a chance to visit all of these yet. That is a goal that I have. And like Mike said, we are planning on still in the future organizing some trips to see some of these. But that is one that I did get to see relatively recently. And that one was, I think, a real gem that a lot of people don't really know that much about. And if you go online, I did some research online about it, and it was really hard to find a lot of good information. So my family and I went over there last summer, and Oldenburg is a beautiful community, very European-looking, very German-looking town.
It is.
And yes, and Oldenburg is a very popular destination for a lot of people because of the, I believe they had a Catholic school there, a Catholic academy, and the sisters of, help me out here, I'm trying to remember the name of the community that lives there.
Sisters of St. Benedict.
Yes, that's right, that's right. So that is the town of Oldenburg is a great destination in and of itself, but kind of tucked behind the academy is a shrine to Our Lady of Fatima, and it's basically a recreation of the spot where the children met Our Blessed Mother from Fatima, Portugal, 100 years ago, and they built a small hill with statues of Our Lady and the three children worshiping her and praying to her, rather. And it's just a really serene spot, very beautiful, and kind of tucked in. I don't think you would find it unless you were looking for it. And so that was something I was really anxious to find out about, and definitely one of the, I think, one of the gems on my list.
Now, another fairly nearby one is the Mother of the Redeemer Retreat Center in Bloomington, and one of the things I know that's on that particular campus, I guess you might call it, is the there is a Catholic radio station in Bloomington, and that is run by the, I think it's the Friars of the Immaculate on that campus. But as far as the pilgrimage goes, what would people see at the Mother of the Redeemer Retreat Center in Bloomington?
Mike, you've been there too, haven't you?
I have not been there in person. I do know that they were one of, they have a gift shop there that you're able to purchase several different styles and varieties of sacred artwork, and they were one of the sponsors for the gallery, and gave us product to sell at the gallery.
It is a beautiful retreat center. They have, I think one of the highlights there is a lovely outdoor Stations of the Cross with beautiful sculptures for each station. I can't remember how many acres they have there at the retreat center, but it's quite large, and you feel very separated from the rest of the world there. You're really in a beautiful spot and kind of isolated.
It's kind of on a hill, if I remember, and it's been a long time. I don't even know if the retreat center was there last time I went. It's been a long time. So is there one? I know that there's one a little bit further away, which is the Notre Dame Basilica. Mike, tell us a little bit about that one.
The Basilica of the Sacred Heart at the University of Notre Dame is breathtaking. It was completely restored. I think it's probably been about 30 years ago now, but just the blue ceilings and the gold and the artwork on the ceilings and the stained glass. And then they have several side altars and shrines. They have a large display of relics on display. It's just an amazing and beautiful place to see.
Now, another nearby one here that's only about an hour, a little over an hour away, is the National Shrine of Our Lady of Providence, and that's at St. Mary of the Woods College in West Terre Haute, Indiana. And that the whole campus makes you think of pilgrimage. As you enter the campus there, you go through some huge old stone gates that go over a stone bridge over a little creek in the front of it, and you think, wow, I've just gone back a century or more. Have either of you been to the same area of the Wood Shrine?
Yes, and they have relatively recently completed a small museum there dedicated to the life of Mother Theodore that is really fascinating. I agree. The whole campus is beautiful, and they have her relics there too that you can reverence. That is very, very beautiful, very worth a trip.
And they have some outdoor Stations of the Cross there as well that you walk around, and they have an outdoor chapel that's built into the, or a shrine, I guess you'd call it, built into the side of a hill there and things. It's well worth the trip. Well, we're not going to get to all of them.
We're not.
But where can people find out more about all of the different sites?
Well, I would encourage them to visit the Hoosier Pilgrimage Trail Facebook group. It's a public group I've created, and I have places for people to post pictures, and our map that we created is available there as well.
Well, I'm curious, what have each of you learned in terms of being a part of this and maybe traveling to some of these sites? How has it maybe impacted your faith? Alan, we'll start with you.
Well, I just think that it's a good reminder that we have a good 200-plus year history of Catholicism in Indiana. And there's a lot to be learned about our fathers in faith, who came out here when it was like basically the howling wilderness, like Mother Theodore did.
Yeah.
And really did some amazing and brave things to establish the faith here. And I find that very, very moving.
Mike, what about for you?
I think in general today, society is kind of suffering from a lack of beauty in their lives, and these places are filled with beauty. I think the beauty just gives us a sense of the sacred and the awesomeness of God, our Creator, and it's just sitting in these spaces for doing nothing can just be very prayerful and very moving.
You mentioned early on a slide presentation. Is that still available, or is that something that was retired a long time ago?
We at one point did have that online. I believe we had it on the Our Lady Gallery Facebook page as well, but I'm not sure that is still up there. Mike, do you know?
I don't know. We've maybe post links to it on the pilgrimage Facebook page if they're not still available.
I believe we will, because I have it uploaded to YouTube as well, so we can make a link on the pilgrimage site as well.
So that'll be nice. People can go there and take a look at the various pilgrimage sites, get a look at the map, which is really super cool. And there are 16 sites, so there's something to do this summer, right?
You know, a thought that comes to me, that would make an interesting slide presentation maybe to take to various parishes or nursing homes or Little Sisters of the Poor for people who can't get out and see all these sites, just to become more familiar with what's in their own backyard.
Yep, a virtual tour. Well, I can't believe it. We're out of time. Our guests today have been Alan Inkenbrandt and Mike Deere, parishioners at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and talking about the Hoosier Catholic Pilgrimage Trail. You can get some more information about that by going to the Hoosier Pilgrimage Trail Facebook page, or if you're on the Facebook platform, you can find them there. So thanks so much for being our guests today, guys.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.